This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest note in the near constant drumbeat of health data swirling around out there comes in the form of an estimate that more than 70% of hospitals are going to pay fines this year. That's fines for everything ranging from having too many hospital-acquired infections to too many patient readmissions to too high a mortality rate. It is data that consumers often have trouble making sense of or, in fact, even getting their hands on, which means for businesses, it can be an opportunity. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the Health Desk at WHYY.
When we want to find a doctor or a hospital, about 75% to 80% of us pretty much do the same exact thing.
As we've always done, to ask people that we know.
That's right. Friends and family are our primary sources, says Wendy Lynch, a fellow with the Alterum Institute. Lynch has conducted patient surveys and focus groups since 2011, and most patients, she says, have the same priority.
They choose a safer hospital 95% of the time.
That's what makes these hospital penalties tricky. If the hospital down the block just got docked $1 million, does that mean it's dangerous?
I think it would be really difficult to say that that is the primary litmus test for whether or not that is a hospital that should be sought out or avoided.
Paul Matsui of the consultant group The Advisory Board knows it's easy to have a knee-jerk reaction, but he says Medicare assesses lots of quality measures. Some places get dinged for how much patient care costs. Others are penalized if they get low patient satisfaction scores. Then there's the super scary infection rates. The consumer group Leapfrog is in the business of rating hospitals. CEO Leah Binder says more important than the fine, a patient must consider their actual needs.
If you are seeking, for example, hip replacement surgery, that's very different than if you need care for heart failure.
We're seeing the entire healthcare industry pivot towards looking at health outcomes. Even this week, HHS announced a plan to tie Medicare payments to patient health. That means more information for healthcare shoppers to consume. And while most of us go to people we know for recommendations, surveys show a growing hunger for independent sources to help us. That's why everybody and their brother is getting into the healthcare ratings game, says Harvard's Dr. Ashish Jha, but he warns, buyers beware.
By one estimate, 1,600 American hospitals are on a list of America's top 100 hospitals. So it's a little bit of a mess.
One person's mess is another person's opportunity. Every expert I spoke with for this story agrees. No one's mastered the science and art of healthcare ratings yet. Whoever does stands to make a boatload and bring a little light to people making serious choices. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.